Welcome back to the Community Christian Church Montgomery podcast. The following message was recorded live on Sunday, February 16th at Community's Montgomery location. This week we hear from Community Pastor Mitchell Shiver as we kick off our series, Hero Maker. Community in Montgomery meets on Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 11 a.m. at 131 Montgomery Road in Montgomery, Illinois. For more information about Community, visit us online at communitychristian.org. And thank you for listening, and we hope to see you on a Sunday soon.
You know, I think we could all point to someone in our life that has been a hero in our life, has been a hero maker. Now, I want you to take out the funnel that should be on your chair, maybe the chair next to you, and just grab that and hold that up. And there should be a pen nearby, but I want you to hold that piece of paper up. And on one side, I want you to write your name on the bottom, on the narrow end. So like this, okay? And you would put your name here right on the bottom of the narrow end. And then above that, I want you to, even during this talk and while I'm speaking, to write the names of people who have been hero makers in your life. People that have invested time and effort and energy into your life. Who are the people that have helped make who you are today? You know, the hero maker in my life is a guy named Craig Kingston. Craig was my student pastor when I was in middle school and high school. And I know this is going to shock many of you because you see me as this, you know, just spiritual giant that never makes mistakes and never speaks ill of anything. But in middle school and high school, I had a little bit of a smart mouth, okay? And I know this is a safe place. Please pray for me. But Craig was the recipient of that smart mouth oftentimes. And Craig had a tremendous amount of patience because, let me tell you, there were several opportunities, and he would have been in the right to not allow me to participate in a trip or an event because I really wasn't there for the right reasons. But Craig maintained his patience, and in fact, he invited me to participate in a preaching contest at a summer youth conference called Christ in Youth in Columbia, Missouri. This was back in 1997, and I was 16 years old, and I participated in that contest. My message was on Thomas, and I think it lasted about 12 minutes. It seemed like it lasted 3 days. I was sweating, you know, and it was just this nerve-wracking experience. But Craig encouraged me to jump into that because he brought out what he saw as potential in me. And I believe I'm standing here in front of you this morning in large part because of Craig's investment in me. And you know, heroes are great. We love heroes. But Jesus calls us to be something better. Jesus calls us, at the end of his ministry, he put it this way. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." And Jesus says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." See, this is called the Great Commission. And in the Great Commission, Jesus is inviting his followers and even challenging them to go out and make disciples, or as we say, apprentices. And so hero makers are those people who follow after Jesus and make apprentices and go out and make disciples of him. And they give their life to that. And so over the next 5 weeks in this series, we're going to look at some powerful practices of Jesus in which he invites us to do the same. Because every single one of us is called by Jesus not to be heroes, but to be hero makers. To develop and invest in people so that they are put on the pedestal and not us. To pour our lives into other people so that they get the credit, not us. Now, I realize that maybe some of us in this room, we're not even sure what we believe about the Bible or Christianity or even Jesus, but I want to invite you to consider that when we look at Jesus' life, it is simply a better way to live. Jesus is the greatest hero maker who ever lived. Now, Jesus had a very clear mission when he came to this earth, and that was to reconcile you and me to God. Or as we say, help people find their way back to God. That his life served as a bridge between God and man. So that that relationship that God intended to flourish in the beginning could once again be restored. That's the kind of invitation that Jesus gives us. But he didn't have to invite anyone to come alongside him. In his power, God could have said, you know what? I'm going to accomplish this all by myself. Jesus, you've got everything you need. But he invited us to come alongside him. And that invitation is found in Mark chapter 1. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, the scriptures say, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. Did you catch that? At once they left their nets and followed him. I think the invitation is the same to us, but that goes on. The invitation goes on, verse 19. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they had left. They left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. You know, there's a couple of things that I want us to see in this invitation of Jesus to become hero makers. The first thing is that Jesus takes the initiative. There's nothing passive about the invitation that Jesus gives us to be hero makers. He extends that invitation, and really it's more of a challenge than just an invitation. Come and follow me, and I will make your life count for something beyond what you can even imagine. That you will see the impact of my mission far beyond your short life here on this earth. Jesus takes the initiative to extend this invitation. And that's the same invitation that he gives to you and me today. To be hero makers. The second thing is that he calls regular people. I don't want you to miss this. Jesus calls regular people. Sometimes we have this maybe elevated view of the disciples, like they were these elite, you know, religious figures. But Jesus selected ordinary people like you and me, who maybe even didn't see themselves as being called to something greater. They were just out fishing on a Saturday afternoon. And little did they know that their life and the trajectory of their life was about to radically change. Jesus calls regular people. See, some of you are sitting here and your mindset is that, no, Jesus couldn't possibly do anything great with you. But you are the exact kind of person that Jesus calls and invites to be a hero maker. That's the kind of invitation. And what I want us to remember right here at the beginning is that there is this shift that happens, that we've got to become a hero maker. We've got to start thinking like a hero maker. We've got to start thinking about being a hero maker. There is this shift that takes place to thinking like a hero maker. Jesus never had any intention of going at it alone. He was not a lone ranger. He could have been. He could have easily just said, you know what, guys, I'll take care of it. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to heal. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to teach. I'm going to do that fish and chips thing that everybody loves. And then we'll all just debrief in a small group and talk about it. No, he invites his apprentices to participate. See, because God is active and invites us to participate. Mark 3 says that Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to them those he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. See, Jesus intentionally chose 12 men, ordinary men, to do extraordinary things. And that has not stopped. Right down to this very moment. C.S. Lewis, probably the most influential theologian of the 20th century, writes this: he seems to do nothing of himself which he can possibly delegate to his creatures. He commands us to do slowly and blunderingly what he could do perfectly and in the twinkling of an eye. Creation seems to be delegation through and through. I suppose this is because he is a giver. From the very beginning of his ministry, Jesus thought like a hero maker. And at the end of his ministry, in the Great Commission, he challenges us to do the same, to follow his example. And here's the reality. Investing in someone's life is an extremely rewarding experience. To have a front row seat, to watch someone take their next steps and grow in their relationship with Jesus and be challenged and stretch themselves is a rewarding experience. It is also difficult. And it can get messy. It can get messy. It is not easy to do. It takes intentionality. We know, after all, that two of Jesus' apprentices were fighting over who gets the prominent seats. One of them even denied him. One completely betrayed him. Not easy. But the story, as history unfolded from that moment right down to this moment, is the story of people who decided to be hero makers and not heroes. And they invested in other people, and those people invested in other people, and those people invested in still other people right down to this moment in which you're sitting in this room, because someone invested in you. Someone became a hero maker for you in your life. That's the invitation that Jesus gives to us. That you and I would take the baton of the person or people who have been hero makers in our life and continue to move that mission forward. See, people like Shalane Flanagan knew this and know this. Shalane Flanagan, if you don't know, she became the first female winner of the New York Marathon in 40 years with a time of 2 hours and 26 minutes. Now, I did a half marathon once in 2 hours and 26 minutes. So, you know, I'm a little upset. But her biggest accomplishment was not necessarily even this record time for a female winner. It was her investment in other female runners. See, she had 11 other women that she invited to train along with her. And all 11 of those women made the Olympics while training with Shalane. They call it the Shalane effect. The Shalane effect is basically, you know, you serve as a rocket booster for the careers of women while you yourself are also catapulted forward. Shalane Flanagan is a hero maker. And we are called to be hero makers too. And over the next few weeks, that's exactly what we're going to dive into. But as I said, we've got to begin with making this shift to thinking like a hero maker. To see the example of Jesus and see that the invitation to follow him is to become a hero maker. This is not, hey, you know, if it sounds good to you as a follower of Jesus and to me, maybe let's try this out. Because becoming a hero maker is really not this option. It is critical to the mission of helping people find their way back to God. The mission does not happen without hero makers, without every single person seeing themselves as such. See, Paul, who is an apprentice of Jesus, says it perfectly when he writes, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceits," posture of a hero maker. "But rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each to you, to the interests of others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." You know what that mindset is? That even though Jesus had every right to claim all the powers of heaven on a continual basis, he left and gave up all of that voluntarily to come to earth, to dwell with us, to suffer with us, to experience what it's like to be us in his quest and mission to be a hero maker, and invite us as his followers to do the same. So what are we going to do with our life? Are we going to seek to become the heroes of our story? Or are we going to ask God to use us to write someone else's story and be a hero maker? I pray that my story is one in which other people are put on the pedestal, where other people are made heroes because of the investment that I make. I want you to take out this piece of paper again. This time, I want you to write your name at the top on the narrow end. So you flip it over, write your name on the top on the narrow end. See the line up there? And below your name, this time I want you to write the names of a few people that you could invest in. Maybe in the next season of life, the names of people that you could pour into with your time, your energy, your effort, the names of people that you could help take their next steps to become heroes, the names of people that you want to be a hero maker for. I want you to even write their names down right now. And I want to challenge you even this week to take some time and carve out some time to ask God, God, who are you calling me to be a hero maker for? Who are the people in my life that I can invest in, that I can invest time and energy and efforts to be a hero maker? Because here at Community, God has called us to be an impact church. And to be an impact church, we've got to become hero makers. That this mission is too important, too critical, and too big even for a hero to accomplish it on their own. That God has called us to something greater. There's a South Indian proverb that speaks of leadership styles, and I want to wrap up with this. It simply says, nothing grows under a banyan. Nothing grows under a banyan. Now, if you don't know what a banyan tree is, it is a sprawling tree, and its branches extend out over a wide area. Its trunks extend out up to an acre. And the thing about a banyan tree is that nothing grows underneath it. It's so dense that if it's removed, the ground underneath it is scorched and burned. Nothing grows under a banyan tree. But a banana tree, on the other hand, it sprouts. Every 6 months, in fact, a banana tree sprouts and fruit grows. And then those sprouts die, but then there's a new set of sprouts that grow. And then they bear fruit. And then once those sprouts die, yet another group of sprouts comes about. And this process, this cycle goes on every 6 months. There's fruit coming about. There's sprouts growing. See, God has called us not to be banyan trees. Not to extend ourselves out to where nothing grows underneath us, to where after we die, nothing is seen after that. But instead to be banana trees. Where long after we're gone, the impact still remains. I don't know about you, but I want my life and my impact to be felt long after I'm gone. But every single one of us is called to that. To be a hero maker, to make an impact that will last far beyond our short time here on this earth. That's the invitation of Jesus, to become a hero maker. And so as we wrap up this morning, I want us to pray this prayer together, to be a hero maker. And I want you to pray this out loud with me, with some energy and passion and desire to take that invitation of Jesus and take a next step and invest in people over the next season. And so on the count of three, I'll pray this prayer with me out loud. Lord, on the count of three, I didn't say it. I didn't mean to do that, but thank you. One, two, three, Lord, transform my mind. Help me to think like you think and to realize that I'm called not to be a hero, but a hero maker. Amen. Let me just pray for us. Father, we ask that you, through your Holy Spirit, would rush through this place this morning to empower and encourage every single one of us to see our life as being used to invest and invite someone else alongside of us, to pour into them, to see ourselves as the hero maker, not the hero of our own story. And God, I pray right now in this place that you would catalyze a movement of hero makers right from this very room, in which the impact is seen and felt far beyond our years here. Father, remind us that time is short, that each day you give us as a gift, and that you've called us to use that gift of time to pour into someone else, to be a hero maker in the way of Jesus. God, we ask through your Spirit to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.